Hi, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 41. Hello, amazing humans. I hope you're doing great today, whenever you're listening and wherever you're listening. Welcome back. If you're a returning listener of the show, I am so glad that you're here for another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. I am so happy to have you. My hope is that as you listen to the show, you find a more loving and accepting way of relating to yourself, your body, your future, your past decisions, to the way that you are and have been in the world. And the way that I am available to support you is by sharing information through this podcast, which is free. And if you want more support, I offer that currently through one-on-one coaching. So if you have curiosity or just a desire to understand yourself a little bit better, you want to stop being your own harshest critic, and you want to start making decisions in your life from unconditional love and not from fear, I can totally help. If you would like to know a little bit more about what that would look like for you, I invite you to a 100% no pressure conversation to figure that out together. Just go to carolafuertes.com/consult and book a 60-minute conversation, and I got your back. Today, I want to share the Buddhist parable of the second arrow. It's such a powerful one that even if you know it already, I recommend to just keep listening, as these things tend to land different every time that we hear them. And it goes like this. Imagine you are walking through a forest, and suddenly, out of nowhere, you are hit by an arrow. It hits your arm and it really, really hurts. It's very painful and you feel that physical pain in your arm and it's bleeding. You see the blood coming out of the wound and it's a lot of it. You're feeling the pain and you are seeing the blood. And then immediately your mind starts to think, oh my God, what's gonna happen? What if I bleed to death here? What if the wound gets infected and I can't use my arm anymore? What if I lose the arm altogether? Or if I can't provide for my family the same way anymore? Or I lose energy and can't get back to them? What's gonna happen to them? To my husband, my wife, my children? What's gonna happen to our future? So the first arrow is the actual physical arrow that hit you. It's an actual body event which can cause pain, and it's normal in a human life. It represents the inevitable pains and difficulties that life throws our way. Things like loss, illness, disagreements, conflict, disappointment, and unexpected setbacks, experiences that are unavoidable and naturally cause a great deal of pain. And the second arrow brings an additional layer of pain and suffering, and it is what your mind does. The Buddha says, be warned of the second arrow. This second arrow represents our reaction to the bad event. It's the way in which we respond mentally and emotionally. The stories or the narrative that we come up with in our minds, the projections that we make into the future, the meanings that we give to the events. So after being struck by the first arrow, instead of simply dealing with the pain of the injury, we often find ourselves shooting ourselves with a second arrow. We might judge ourselves for not avoiding the first arrow, or we might ruminate on how unfair life is. We might project the worst case scenarios into the future. Essentially, we compound our suffering by adding unnecessary layers of judgment, blame, resistance, and more suffering. But here's the key insight. The second arrow is completely within our control. As we go through this human life, we can't always prevent the first arrow from hitting us. We're gonna be constantly be hit by first arrows, right? As it's normal in a human life. But we have the power to choose how we respond to them. We can either react with self-criticism, with resistance, anger, despair, judgment, or we can cultivate compassion, acceptance, and resilience. So how does this parable apply to your everyday circumstances? Think about the challenges you're facing, whether it's a difficult situation at work, a strained relationship, a setback on your path to achieving your goals, a physical illness, maybe a loved one is struggling. When you encounter these inevitable first arrows of life, remember that you have a choice in how you respond. Can you avoid that second arrow so that you don't add unnecessary suffering? Can you meet that pain from the first arrow with acceptance, compassion, understanding, and resilience? It is not about denying the pain of the first arrow. It's not about ignoring it or trying to push it down or make as if it doesn't exist or as if it doesn't hurt. It is about witnessing it and choosing to not make it worse. If you have watched a small child being sick, they will usually rest and complain maybe when they are in pain, when their discomfort is highest, and then they will play when their energy goes up and the discomfort eases a little bit. They are just responding to that first arrow. In practical terms, how can you practice not shooting that second arrow? Here are some ideas. Number one, just remembering this parable is a good start, as it will keep in your awareness the fact that we tend, as humans, we tend to shoot second arrows. So just remembering this will make it easier and more likely for you to have that pause and question whether you want to shoot that second arrow or not. Your behavior, the way that you're thinking about it, may be actually creating more suffering than you need to actually experience. You only need to experience the pain and the discomfort from the first arrow. Number two, meeting the feeling of pain with acceptance and kindness. So I like to do this. You can place your hand gently on your heart and witness yourself, accompany yourself, inhabit that space between the first arrow and the second arrow so that you eventually are able to not shoot it anymore. And number three, rate your level of acceptance of the pain of the first arrow. So when you have a painful or difficult circumstance in your life, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you accepting that pain? It may be a 1 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10. And then ask yourself, how can I gently increase how much I am accepting this difficult experience right now, as it's already here? Remind yourself that accepting reality doesn't mean that you have to stay in an unwanted situation, but it's actually the first step to making meaningful changes about it. So I hope you found this episode valuable and that you can put it to practice in your day-to-day life. Let me know if you do and how it goes. If you want to find out more about how I can help you directly to help build more resilience and help extend that space of awareness between the first and the second arrow, I recommend to book a free consult, which you can do by going to carolafortes.com/consult. You can also find out more about what I do and what I stand for on my Instagram, which is @FuertesCarola. And if you want to support this show, you can follow it, subscribe wherever you normally listen to podcasts, and honest reviews in the platform that you're listening to right now are the best way to show support for the podcast. And I will be forever grateful. Also, recommending it to a friend or a loved one that you think might benefit from listening to it is a very, very good way to support the show. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover, or feedback of any kind that you would like to send me, you can also do it by email using the address carola@carolafortes.com. You can also DM me on Instagram. I love the interaction because, as I've said before, podcasting can get very lonely sometimes. Okay, I will be back next time. And in the meantime, watch out for those second arrows. Drop the ball. If you find yourself about to shoot a second arrow, just set it down. Okay, that's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.